Solitaire. Welcome to episode 17 of the Dungeon Diaries. I am your hostess, Queen Titania. On today's episode, we will be discussing something that I can't believe I have not begun a discussion on previously. Today, we will begin a discussion of latex. Latex is the type of fetish wear that I am best known for. I'm pretty much exclusively, when in the dungeon, wearing latex. All of my photos feature some latex, and, well, my domination can be very much described as rubber domination. So why haven't I discussed it before? I have no idea. A very odd oversight on my part. Latex is a bit trendy today. You've seen Lady Gaga wear it. You've seen Katy Perry wear it. You've seen it in movies. You've seen it on TV. You've seen it on your superheroes. And you've seen it on dominatrixes, fetish models. Everyone you can think of who looks shiny and sexy looks their shiniest and sexiest when wearing latex. A common misconception among people who aren't that well-versed in, well, fetish wear in general, is that all shiny clothes are either rubber or vinyl, or, in some cases, even leather. I will often get emails from people complimenting me on my leather, or complimenting me on my sexy PVC, or sometimes, if they see me in an outfit that has very little latex in it, I'll get a compliment on my lovely latex, when in fact, I was wearing vinyl, with maybe only latex gloves or a latex hood visible. So, let me try and explain the difference. Latex is almost a formless form of clothing when not on the wearer. When you see latex clothing hanging up, it's just a drab little garment. It looks like nothing in particular. In fact, sometimes it may just look like shiny fabric on a hanger or in a bag. Vinyl and leather, they more retain their shape when you see them on the rack. They're a little bit more pleasing to the eye. They are tailored more traditionally than latex. Latex is glued together, while you will find stitching in other forms of fetish wear. Latex, well, it's not just glued. You will also find rubber-molded clothing. If you buy latex gloves that cover the fingers, they will be made by a molding process. If you buy from a company known as Fetizo, you will be buying molded clothing. They make molded skirts, molded panties, molded pretty much everything. It has its advantages and disadvantages. I frankly don't like the look of molded latex as much as tailored latex. Tailored latex is what you typically see. It's glued together. Basically, someone cuts out a pattern and then rubber cements it all together. It's a very difficult process to master. Trust me, I've tried it a little bit. If you're wondering, why do people bother wearing vinyl? Well, there are some people who have vinyl fetishes, but honestly, I see very few of these compared to latex. I don't want to be a snob or an elitist who says that latex is clearly superior to vinyl, because it's not, in all ways. Vinyl is easier to wear. Latex is very difficult to wear in comparison. Vinyl is also a little cheaper. However, it just doesn't have that form-fitting, hyper-sexualized look as latex. It tends to get a little baggy. It tends to wear quicker. It just tends to not look as well fetishistic. But, like I said, you can just put it on without all of the difficulty of latex, and not spend as much money. So there's some appeal there, even if it doesn't have the look and feel of latex. And trust me, the feel is very important. That's why you spend more money. That's why you deal with the problems of putting it on. Now, what are these problems? Why would putting on a garment be so difficult that someone would choose to wear vinyl or PVC, or even wet-look lycra over latex? Well, when you put on a pair of pants, you typically can just pull them on. Even if you're wearing the tightest skinny jeans, you just kind of yank and yank and yank and get them on. With latex, if you do that, it will stick to your skin, and you'll rip it apart, or it won't go on very easily, or worse, you'll be left with all of these little creases and air bubbles, and just, you'll look terrible. Instead, you have to either apply baby powder or lube to your body or the inside of the garment, and slowly either pull it on, slide it on, or put it on like a pair of stockings or pantyhose, just gently going, kind of inch by inch, pulling it on that way. That's, of course, if you're wearing a pair of latex stockings or leggings or a catsuit. If you're wearing a dress, you can kind of just put it on if it's not too tight. You usually don't need very much lube, except in the places where it will be tight, or where it has to slide against your skin to get into place. But, for most people, wearing latex as fetish wear means wearing it in its catsuit form, in a pair of leggings and a tight top, or the dominatrix classic, the leotard. Yes, I'm sure you've seen a beautiful latex leotard on a dom, looking like violence, aggression, and evil incarnate, probably combined with some thigh-high boots and maybe a nasty-looking choker. But what makes latex look so nasty? I mean, if you can just wear a dress and just pull it on, great. What's the problem? Why is it more difficult to wear than vinyl? Well, when you look at vinyl, it's very shiny, isn't it? Now, look at your car tires. They're rubber, aren't they? Are they very shiny? No. You can shine them up if you want. There are things you can use to shine up rubber, and that's part of the problem with latex. Granted, there's a process you can do to keep latex shiny permanently, but it has its own drawbacks. I may talk about that a little more in a future episode. But for now, let's talk about 99% of latex garments, which, to get them shiny, you have to lube them up, either using what I would recommend, Pure Eros Body Glide, or other lubes, which may start to destroy your latex over time. You really want to use the Body Glide by Eros. It's silicone-based, and it feels good on your skin for getting the clothing on, and makes your latex shine perfectly. Now, this isn't cheap, so there is a cheaper alternative which won't damage your latex like some other lubes. You can also use F21. Yes, it's, what you would use in a car. In fact, I think I mentioned it in my Montreal Fetish Weekend review when Cindy Cat suggested that's why it was in the car to the border guards. You can use this on latex to shine it up. However, it doesn't look quite as good for photography purposes, and I'm not sure I'd want a slave to be licking your latex afterwards. When you use lube, well, the lubes are all intended for sexual purposes, so you can swallow them, you can lick them up, and no one will be harmed, no slaves will be damaged in the making of this movie. No one will die or go to the hospital. So, that's one reason why it's a little bit more of a pain. However, this does have an upside. If you've ever worn latex, you'll know how good it feels to have someone else lube up your latex. To look all shiny. To look sparkling. To look like a stunning fetish statue. You can either rub it in yourself, or you hand it to a slave or a lover and have them go over every inch of your body, rubbing the lube in. I can't even tell you how good it feels as they just caress and glide over your skin that way, over every inch, rubbing into you, making you feel so good as they go up your legs, over your ass, over your crotch, over your tits or pecs or just the nipples, down your arms, everywhere, just being touched everywhere, and having the touch amplified because it's over the second skin of latex. Being touched in latex feels so much differently than having your skin touched. It spreads the touch out. It makes it feel so much more electric, so much more wonderful. This is also evident when you go outside in latex. The first time you wear latex outside, and you feel the wind blowing against your skin, you will feel a rush, you'll feel a little shiver going up your spine, and it makes all of that extra effort worthwhile. You don't feel that while you're wearing PVC. You don't feel that while you're wearing leather. You don't feel that while you're wearing spandex. You also won't feel how good it is to go swimming in latex. You won't feel how good it is to cuddle up next to someone else in latex, and eventually form a little latex cuddle puddle when all the lube and sweat forms after you've been cuddling up. And of course, this is one of the other problems with latex. It causes you to sweat. Your body can't really regulate its temperature when you're in latex. So, you just kind of drip sweat down the latex garment if you're wearing something very tight. If you're wearing stockings, well, you'll end up with some sweat at the bottom of your stockings. If you're wearing a catsuit, you'll end up with that sweat dripping into your boots or shoes. If you're wearing a dress, it really won't be that bad. But, well, most people who want to wear latex do want to experience that skin-tight feeling of the catsuit. So, if it's very warm out, you will have a lot of sweat. However, if it's room temperature, you'll feel wonderful. You'll feel like you're walking around with that second skin, completely naked to the world. But there's one other problem. You might think if latex makes you so sweaty that you can wear it outside in the winter. I mean, you may have seen pictures of fetish models or doms posing in the snow. It must be nice and warm if it makes you all sweaty. No. You feel every cold chill. You're not insulated at all while you're wearing latex. So if it's below 55 or above 75, it's not so much fun to be wearing latex. I can get away with up to about 80 before I get incredibly sweaty, but most people seem to max out at about 75, and maybe some will just hit the floor at about 60, and anything below that will be very, very chilly. So, there's also that downside. But the upsides, as I mentioned, are amazing. You will feel a way you have never quite felt before when you first feel that wind up against your latex-covered skin. You will feel so loved when you have hands rubbing up against you, or better yet, when someone is licking all over your body, and you just feel their tongue pressed up against the rubber. You feel it there. It's the most sensual feeling in the world, and everyone should really experience it just once. So, that's one downside and one amazing upside. What's the other downside? I did mention it's more expensive than vinyl and PVC. They're basically the same thing. I don't know of any true difference between the two. I've seen them just used interchangeably. It's much more expensive than spandex. So how much do these things cost? Well, latex. If you're going to get a typical latex catsuit, it's going to cost you about $300. You can get a cheap one made from China, but you're going to pay for that in something other than cost. The cheap one from China might cost you $200, but it's going to be made from a thinner gauge latex. That will make it weaker. It may not be tailored as well, meaning it's not going to be glued as well as, say, Westward Bound would, or Ego Assassin, or a smaller independent like Vengeance Designs, Daughter Matrix, or Latex Nemesis. So if you're buying from a Chinese company, you are going to get what you pay for. You're going to get something that doesn't look quite as good. The colors aren't going to be as nice because they're not going to be using 4D latex. It's not going to smell as nice because 4D smells the best. And it's not going to be as well made. It's going to break down. I mentioned earlier that cheaper lubes will destroy your latex. If you're using cheap Chinese latex, the lube will destroy it much quicker. Because lube destroys latex by getting into the seams and breaking down the glue. It'll also just outright destroy cheaper latex. You'll see this happening with attached gloves on full enclosure cat suits. Those will start to rot after too long if they're left lubed. So, $300 for a cat suit, and that's a basic cat suit. If you start adding trim, it's going to be more. A pair of stockings, they'll run you anywhere from $75 to $150. A corset? Well, a good latex corset, and there aren't very many, will run you $300 or $400 or more. A latex hood, like you see in many of my photos, those will be $100 to $150. Well, that's quite a bit. You compare this to vinyl clothing, you can get a lot of quality vinyl fetish wear for, well, $75 to $200 for things like stockings or complete outfits. If you go to, say, Artifice Clothing, you'll see a number of things like catsuits that you could get in latex for much cheaper. But you'll only look the part. To me, vinyl just never felt the part. It just feels like you're wearing clothing. It doesn't feel like you're slipping onto a second skin. It doesn't feel as wonderful. It doesn't feel as fetishistic and sensual. And part of that cost is the feel. The other part is the look. I think if you look at vinyl clothing, like I said before, you'll never get that perfect statuesque look. It'll never hug your skin perfectly. It will never flow as perfectly as a rubber train will. It still looks nice. It still looks sexy. It's just not perfect. Latex is for someone who demands perfection in their fetish wear and doesn't have, say, a leather fetish. Because latex fetish and leather fetish are very close to each other. And I want to go into this more now, because to me, vinyl doesn't have any of the big advantages that latex and leather have. Vinyl doesn't have the wonderful smell. It doesn't have the wonderful feel. I mean, granted, getting a hand job with a vinyl glove still feels pretty good, but leather and latex have these kind of smells you see various fetishists swearing by. I've never seen that from vinyl. Vinyl just seems like something you wear for a look. Leather and latex are kind of lifestyle garments. You see leather men. You see rubberists. When you put on good leather, it smells wonderful. It has a feel to it. The feeling of leather rubbing up against your skin is very, very sensual, very sexy, just like the feel of latex on your skin is. Both of them are very expensive. Both of them have that smell, that touch, and they're associated with a lifestyle. There's a certain subcultural cachet, certain cultural capital that you get from wearing them, that is less present with vinyl. Does this make them better? No. I mean, looking like a somebody in the fetish scene, that's not what you should strive for. You should strive for looking the way you want. But that is another reason why people pay this extra premium. Because there's something associated with wearing both. They let you into the club, so to speak. For example, Fetish Factory and Montreal Fetish Weekend are kind of known as latex parties. Likewise, you have the New York Rubber Ball and the Texas Latex Party. Those are specifically latex parties. Latex is in the name, although other garments are allowed. But they are based around rubber. I've never seen a vinyl party. Well, unless a bunch of industrial fanboys and fangirls are getting together to spin records, or maybe some hipsters are trying to show off their cultural capital by spinning some 45s. But you'll see latex parties, you'll see leather bars, you'll see the entire leather community. Leather is a lifestyle. Latex is becoming one. And I'll be going into that in future episodes. I'll be discussing heavy rubber play, total enclosure, things like vac beds, and my latex bondage ball. I'll be going into the fetish of latex as a toy, rather than latex fetish wear. But for now, I hope I've given you a nice little introduction into latex, and why I wear it, and why maybe it's a little foolish for people to wear it, because, like I said, it's very expensive, and it's kind of a pain in the ass, but it's a pain in the ass that makes your ass look ever so good when it's put on. So until next time, ta-ta.